We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And in addition to the underwriting sponsors highlighted just a few minutes ago, we're on the air thanks to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, On Time High Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Also, we extend a big thank you to a new underwriting sponsor, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Because of Francis Schulze and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulze is on the web at francisschulze.com. That's S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. Starting lineups for the Rushi Raiders have been introduced. Josh York and Cole Tevy man the two inside spots. Josh, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, a senior. Cole Tevy, 6'2 and a half, and a junior. The other three starters include Jake Garrity, 6'2 and a half, and a senior. Also opening up for the Rushi Raiders is Trevor Monin at guard. He is 5'11 and a senior. And Dylan Cordonier, 6 feet, a half inch tall, a junior. For the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, the opening five is as follows. Leading scorer, Dylan Arnold, 10 points a game, 5'10 a junior. Preston Rogers, 5'11 a sophomore, is in the opening five. Stephen Monin, football quarterback, 5'9 a senior. Mac Shutt, 6 feet tall, a senior, plays at a wing position. And Cameron Lee, 6'2 a sophomore, rounds out the opening five for Lehman. Cavaliers in white uniforms, top to bottom. There is not an ounce of gold, Chuck, in the white unis. The numbers are outlined in blue.
The Lehman across. A bit of a blue stripe down there on the bottom of the piping.
Oh, now there might be
a little gold, yeah.
Might be an inch or two of gold at the very bottom of the shorts. Yeah, it could be. Very, very tail end of the shorts might be a little strip of yellow. Rushi in the road blue, bright gold numerals, gold Rushi across the front. Both teams wearing blue sneakers. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi. It goes to Dylan Cordonier. Cordonier loops it up to Garrity in the right corner. He heaves it cross court to Trevor Monin, back out to Garrity. Cordonier, Monin, Lehman Catholic in his zone to start. 1-3-1. And Cole Tevy flashes into the high post. Here's a cross court skip pass to Trevor Monin. He catches 20 feet away, back to Cordonier. Flashing in the lane, Tebby. He deals off right corner to Garrity. And Garrity drops in a three ball right away for Rushi, which bolts on top 3-0. Lehman Catholic forecourt to her left. Here's a long three ball by Lehman Catholic deep in the corner, right on target by Max Schott. Well, we've had two tries from behind the arc so far and two makes. 3-3, a minute gone. Here is Tebby at the short corner on the baseline. Back outside to Monin. Monin for Lehman. Bounce pass left corner Garrity. Into the lane to York. York fumbled it. Got it back and laid it in right in front.
Good ball movement that time against the zone. I like the diagonal pass and get the ball down to York on the block.
4-2 in favor of Rushi. Raiders on top. I should say 5-3. The first two buckets were triples. Lehman's got the ball 30 feet out straight on. Handled there by Monin. Monin's got it. He's near the timeline. Start to drive. Picked up on the play by Cordonier. Oh, here is a step-in steal. Nicely done by Trevor Monin of Rushi. He charges down the floor. Missed it. Overshot it. Rebounded Lehman Catholic. Here's a broken floor. 3-on-2. Poked out of bounds from behind by Rushi. Lehman will inbound to the right of the basket. Dylan Arnold, the playmaker. 5-3 Rushi. 6:20 to go first quarter. Ball inbounded, deep right corner. Handled there by Schutt. shut, wheels it back out on top to Dylan Arnold. On the bounce, 20 feet away, it is Preston Rogers into the paint, doesn't shoot. Hits a teammate in the deep left corner. Another long triple by Shutt. Got it again. Oh, my goodness. Back Shutt with 2-3 balls to kick off this game for Lehman.
That'll keep you in a basketball game right there.
6-5, Cavaliers by a point. 2:10 gone first quarter. Here's Tebby at the high post. Oh, a good piece of high-low action. Tebby to Josh York, low on the left for the gimme from point-blank range. 7-6 in favor of Rushi. 5:35 to go first quarter. Here's Monin down the lane for Lehman. Feeds off in the deep left corner. Here's a high-arching floater from three-point land by Cameron Lee. Hit the iron, no good. Kicked right back to Lee, and Lehman resets. Handoff on the play to Monin. Monin dribbles, goes to the head of the key, splits a couple defenders. Running one-hand shot, hit the back rim, no good. Rebound knocked to the top of the circle, contact made. Loose ball picked off by Lehman. Lehman still got it. Here's Dylan Arnold. As Lehman tries to stretch out the floor with three back liners near center court. Occasionally a wingman comes up toward the center line. Here's a behind-the-back dribble on the play by Rogers. He goes into the lane, off balance, loops his shot up off the back iron, no good. Rebound far corner of the floor goes to Rushi. Foul, Lehman over the back.
Not sure what the official was looking at that time. There was at least a 15-second call that he never even started to count.
Here comes Rushi up over the timeline, leading 7-6. Cordonier, left side, Trevor Munnen, back to Cordonier. 4:32 to go first quarter. Into Tebby. Tebby catches at the foul line, and he weaves his way down the lane to the basket and lays it through. Nice drive by Cole Tebby of Rushi. 9-6 Raiders. Here's a long throw down the floor by Lehman against Rushi's pressure. It is broken up by Rushi. Gotten back, though, by Lehman. Lehman throws it to the arc where Monin controls. Monin on the bounce. Near side pass goes to Arnold. Left corner, Lee. Lee hops into the top of the circle, spins it back out on the arc to a teammate. Dribbling is Rogers through the top of the key. Baseline right to Shutt. Shutt open from 12. Swish! Back Shutt with three buckets, two threes, and a deuce. 9-8 Rushi. Dribbling right corner, Trevor Monin lost control of the ball for Rushi. Here's Lehman on the steal. The fast break layup is short. No good. Missed by Arnold. Rebounded by Lehman. Here is Dylan Cordonier. Down the floor, baseline to York. York lost control, threw it back in, saved it right to Lehman. Lehman down the floor the other way. Between the circles, Arnold. Baseline drive cut off. Two-shot foul for Dylan Arnold. Up so far, Chuck Lehman doing a pretty good job hanging close. Now 9-8. 3:23 to go first quarter.
Well, we talked about Arnold getting off, but Max Shutt's the one that's got off to start the game. 8 points in the first half quarter.
No pun intended. Rushi's got to shut him down.
I don't believe there wasn't a pun intended.
Free throw too hard off the back rim. Dylan Arnold was fouled in the act of shooting. Second one coming up. 9-8, Rushi leads. 3:23 to go in the first. Arnold toes the stripe again. Right foot about 6 inches in front of the left. Oh, he missed them both badly. Rebound to Cole Tebby of Rushi. Hand off to Cordonier. Strides up over the center line. Right pass to Monin. Monin angles left into the paint. Leaves it for Cordonier on the arc. He chucks up a long three. Clang. Off the rim. Rebound Lehman. Over the timeline, Monin. Right side pass to Arnold. 3 minutes to go in the first. 9-8 Rushi. Dribbling 25 feet away, Preston Rogers for Lehman. Dribbles off into the corner, hands off to Shutt. Shutt fires another three ball behind the screen. Bingo! He's got it. Lehman Catholic's Max Shutt is torching the nets for Lehman Catholic. And Rushi needs a timeout. Down 11-9, 2:48 to go in the first. On scoresbroadcast.com.
I don't think they called a timeout. I'm not sure what the... I was getting ready to go to it, too. It was just a stoppage.
Well, if there was a timeout called, it was a quick one by Spencer Cordonier, who simply rushed his team right back out onto the floor. Rushi now trailing 11-9, 2:46 to go here in the first quarter. Here is Rushi attacking, Tevi in the lane, feeds to the three-point shooter right corner, Jack Daypore off the bench, and he buries it. That's what he does, instant offense, Daypore trying to ignite the Raiders, one-point lead Rushi. Here's a steal by Daypore, backcourt to Cordonier, up ahead to a teammate who drives in from the left corner. It is Jonah Counts, and a defender for Lehman Catholic is not set. Defensive personal foul. Second on Lehman, ball out of bounds to Rushi, which leads 12-11 after the Daypore triple. Ball lobbed into the lane to York, up over Lee, missed a six-footer. Loose ball, rebound, Daypore. High in the air off the backboard, got it, what a play. Daypore connects, 5 quick points for him. And Rushi's up by 3, 14-11.
You described him perfectly. Instant offense when he comes into the game.
2 minutes to go here in the first. Lehman down by 3 now. Dribbling 30 feet away, Monin. Monin veers to the right. Down the right side of the key, pulls up inside the arc, doesn't shoot. Oh, good reach in by Daypore, who swipes it. 2-on-3, Daypore pulls up in the lane, outside the Counts. Zips a pass into the lane, busted up by Lehman and stolen. Cavaliers get it back. Jonah Counts, 5'10 junior guard, or I should say senior guard, on the floor now for Rushi. Here's Arnold with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Got the ball on top for Lehman, which is down by 3, 14-11. Near side pass goes on the play to a teammate. Nato Lee in the left corner. There's a skyscraper of a three ball. A high archer comes right down through the cylinder by Lee. Wow, what hot shooting from behind the three-point line by Lehman. We're tied at 14. Here's Daypore, cross-court pass to Counts. Counts sizes up a triple, and he pumps it in. 17-14, Rushi. It's a three-point contest.
7 threes by the two teams here in the first quarter.
Uncanny shooting from long range. 17-14. Raiders in the lead, 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's a skip pass cross court. Ill-advised by Lehman. Intercepted by Rushi. Now it's rolling free. Tebby gobbles it up off the floor. And Cole is held on the play by Monin, who committed a good foul, or Tebby would have had a layup. 37.3 left in the first. 17-14. Rushi. Lehman once led 11-9. With 2:40 to go in the quarter. Tebby comes off. He gets a breather for the Raiders. York to inbounds, right of the basket, out back to Daypore. Right back into York. York twists and turns. He's bodied by Lehman and fouled. York to the stripe. He's got two coming. 33.8 left in the first. Cameron Lee, who just launched in a three-pointer for Lehman, picked up that foul. The team's fourth. York charity stripe for Rushi, and he pops it in. 18-14, Raiders up 4. Second game upcoming tonight, Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley. Should be a fine game. Fort Loramie beat Mechanicsburg 75-50 in game one, and Mississinewa down to Houston 54-36. Both free throws by York are right on target. 19-14, Raiders in the lead. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Lehman Catholic's Arnold driving through a mess of blue shirts. He can't thread the needle. Rushi steals. Long pass down the floor. Raiders knocked away Lehman. A scrum for a loose ball, and it's a jump. And as a result, the arrow is put into play. It is Lehman's possession. Just over 13 seconds to go in the opening quarter, 19-14, in favor of Rushi by 5. Far into the court, Lehman will play it in. They've got to go about 80% of the floor and then get a good shot. Here's Monin in backcourt for Lehman. He's double-teamed. He sprints up the right side. He's checked 25 feet away with 5 seconds to go. Gives to Lee in the right corner. He fires a line drive, 3 ball. No good. Off the iron, and the quarter finishes. Very solid first quarter by Lehman. An even better one by Rushi. Raiders 19, Cavaliers 14 on Scorers Broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
The brand new location now for American Architectural Glass is Fort Loramie. AAG Inc., owned by Jason Meyer of Fort Loramie. The new home for AAG is in Fort Loramie in Shelby County. 8 seconds into the second quarter, Rushi with the ball and the lead, 19-14 Raiders. Ball is batted out of bounds in the left corner by Lehman. Rushi will throw it in. Daypour, Monin counts on the floor, along with Cole Tebby. Jake Garrity out there as well. Here's counts, far left wing. Flashing into the post is Garrity. He gets the pass. Hits a teammate low on the left. It's Tebby. Tebby bounced it once, twice. Whoops, 3 second call against Rushi.
Yeah, you just got to go up strong there. You can't take that much time to play around in there.
Here is Lehman Catholic dribbling up ahead over the timeline. Collision at midcourt. Defensive foul, Garrity. He did not give the offensive player for Lehman, Zach Scott, a 5'9 senior, the opportunity to get turned and get both feet on the floor to head that direction. Team foul two on Rushi. Scott inbounding far side for Lehman. He looks for help. Can't get it in time. And Mr. Joe Turner, the official across the way, signals 5 seconds. Good hustle and defense by Rushi, which covered everybody up. 30 seconds gone, quarter number two, 19-14, Raiders lead. Outside the arc on the right, counts has got it for Rushi. Got a Daypour straight away. Left side pass to Monin. Zone defense by Lehman. It's kicked on the play by Lee of Lehman Catholic. So many thanks to Sydney Car Care, a new underwriting sponsor on with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. Sydney Car Care has far more than 40 years of outstanding car repair work between those two co-owners. Todd and Corey will be very honest with you about what your car needs to be fixed. Prompt service, affordably priced, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, 1084th Avenue in Sydney. For Sydney Car Care, that's right in between the hospital and the drive-in. Again, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Call 492-9495. Make an appointment. At 492-9495. Sydney Car Care. Co-owners Todd Brown, Corey Shreves. They'll do you right. 19-14, Rushi leads. And as Lehman Catholic brought the ball down the floor at midcourt, Rushi put the clamps on the ball handler. Monin ripped it away. Then Lehman jumped back into foul. Rushi possession down to a right, a minute gone here in the second quarter. No one scored yet in this period. Daypour inbounding to Monin in backcourt. Monin, head of the key, left side pass Daypour. Takes a look at the three, doesn't shoot it. Skips it cross court. Oh, here's a nice interception by Arnold. Dylan strolls down the floor, all the way to the cup, and lays it in. Nice teardrop right in front. Good anticipation by Dylan. Head coach Spencer Cordonier of Rushi, your left, not pleased. Timeout Raiders. 3-point lead Rushi. A minute 20 gone, second quarter on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Lehman Catholic, with only four wins this year, is playing a very good basketball game tonight, Chuck. 10 minutes in, within three of Rushi at 19-16.
Well, they're shooting the ball well. They've turned Rushi over six times already. They're doing a nice job.
Head coach Spencer Credonier of Rushi to our left, talking about focus with his club during that timeout break. Here's good pass work by Rushi. Tebby down inside, low on the right to Monin. Monin overshot it from close range, but Lehman Catholic could not snap up the rebound. It goes to York, and he's fouled. Rushi's Josh York at the stripe. He's got two. He was belted in the act of shooting up the rebound.
Well, two things happen when you let a team stay with you. One, they gain confidence, and two, your basket gets a little bit smaller as you start shooting the ball.
And you start to shoulder some of the pressure. First free throw, York made. Second one nearly missed. Hit the back rim once, side rim twice, and fell in there. 21-16, Rushi in the lead. Here's Lehman Catholic up the floor to the timeline. And the Cavaliers having difficulty getting it across against the trap from Rushi. And head coach Tim Gleason gets a timeout. Midway, second quarter, 21-16, Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Dylan Arnold inbounds for Lehman Catholic at midcourt. Cavaliers are down five. A minute 45 gone here in quarter number two. Deep in the right corner, Schutz got the ball for Lehman Catholic. He fakes left, goes right, kicked out of bounds along the baseline by Rushi. Chuck, what is Rushi doing differently now against Mack Schutz, who was so hot at the start of the game?
Well, he just came back in. He had a little bit of a rest, but that time they ran at him, and he put it on the floor and got down the baseline a little bit. They can't let him set his feet out there. If he gets to the rim, you better have some help.
Ball inbounded now by Lehman Catholic. 25 feet away with the ball, it's Rogers. He goes high right to Arnold. Arnold gives it up on the play to Jared Rourke, who's in now. Jared, a 5'9 junior. He's at midcourt. Lehman Catholic bringing the ball out on the floor, trying to stretch Rushi's defense, compress the second quarter, and milk the clock. Open player, foul line shut. 15-foot jumper. No, hit the back iron. Strong rebound. Down inside by Lehman. Foul on Rushi. Good work by Michael Bunker, 6'5 sophomore. Boy, he became one heck of a football player in a short period of time.
He's a big young man.
Free throw by Bunker. Too hard, no good. 21-16 in favor of Rushi with 5:46 to go in the second. Bunker, a standout lineman on the Lehman Catholic football team, shoots and hits. 21-17, Rushi up four. Here come the Raiders into the forecourt. Dylan Credonier throws to Monin deep in the right corner. Baseline to Garrity. Good entry pass to Tebby down low on the right. Deflected shot and hit the backboard. Came off to Lehman and rolled away to Daypour. Daypour's got it for Rushi and a hooking foul against Lehman Catholic. 1-1 for the Raiders. 17 fouls on Lehman Catholic already.
I don't know Rushi was getting the ball in down low to Tebby and York, and all of a sudden they've quit trying to do that.
Free throw by Gaybor, front rim, backboard, good. Soft touch by Jack. He's got, what, a half a dozen points in no time?
Six of them.
Second free throw by Jack on the way, and he pops that one home, and is a six-point lead now for Rushi, 23-17. 5:25 to go here in the first half. Gaybor guarding very closely against Rogers. It does get the ball across. Hands it to Mata now, 30 feet away. Ball dished off on the outside to Rogers. Back to Monin. Penetrates top of the key. Nice dish off to Bunker. He lays it up there too long. Oh, he had a shot from almost point-blank range. Misfired. Rushi got the rebound. Quickly down the floor counts. Baseline right to Tebby. Reverse layup. It's too hard. Rebound loose on the deck. Tebby's got it back. Shoots and missed another one. Rebound in the lane, but counts. Falling backward, and he's fouled the layman. Each team missing close-in shots. Rushi, though, with the benefit of a couple free throws upcoming.
We called that on the floor, so it's going to be 1-1.
First free throw here by Counts of Rushi on the way. Short front rim. A front rim, no good. Oh, what a big-time left-hand rebound by Tebby. Following shot in the paint. No good off the back iron. Rebound off Counts. Goes out of bounds. Here comes Layman Catholic down the floor, trailing by 6, 23-17. For Rushi, Chuck had all kinds of chances that journey down the floor.
They had four offensive rebounds, and all of them were right on point-blank range. Couldn't come in.
Here is Layman Catholic in backcourt. Nearly a walk committed by Rogers. He got away with it, I think. Threw it up the floor to Bunker. Bunker lobbed it back outside to Rogers. Rogers darts down the middle, shoots a shot on the run. No good, too hard. Rebound Monter of Rushi. Up ahead to Dayport. Quick pass to Tebby in the lane. Layman gets a hand on it, and it goes out of bounds to Rushi. Now, Layman's been stuck on 17 now for 2.5 minutes. 23-17, Rushi. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Coming off for the Rushi Raiders is Cole Tebby. Ball inbounded on top to Trevor Monin for Rushi. Deep left corner counts. Zone defense by Layman. Counts goes baseline. He's choked off. Feeds it back out to Monin. He carves his way into the lane. Goes right corner to Cordonier. Dillon lets it fly. Three ball. Short. No good. Rebound down to Layman. Here's Rogers down the floor. Back of the circle. Monin out of Lee. He arches up a three. Missed it off the heel. Rebound to Rushi. 3:50 left to go. Second quarter. Raiders up six. Dillon Cordonier's got it between the circles. Gives it up to Counts. Cross court to Dayport. Sets and shoots the three, and you can count it. He's got it. Jack Dayport from outside bombs away. Just simply too much time and space. And Dayport made Layman Catholic pay. 26-17. Biggest lead for Rushi. But Layman comes back right down the lane. Monin right through the heart of the Rushi defense. All the way to the cup for two. Nicely done by Monin. Looked like one of his quarterback draw plays, Chuck.
At least he didn't spike it when he got in the end zone.
Exactly. 26-19 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Ball kicked on the play by Layman with 3:08 to go here in the first half.
I'm a little confused, though, because Shutt is not, unless he picked up a second foul I don't know about, he has not played much here in the second quarter.
No, he has not.
He had an 11-point first quarter, and we haven't seen much of him.
Now, he scorched the Nets in the opening period. Ball inbound of a day pour. He gets it back. Shoots the three right wing. Off the iron, no good. Rebound Layman. Long heave down the floor. Intercepted by Cordonier. Dillon pulls up. 15-foot shot. Banked it in. Nicely done by Dillon Cordonier. Don't know if he meant to do so, but he caromed that one in off the window. 9-point lead, Rushi, 28-19. 2:42 left to go here in the first half. Layman with the ball 25 feet away. It's handled there by Rogers. Gives it up out back to a teammate who drives the middle of the floor. It's Jeremy Birch in off the bench, a 6-foot sophomore, and Rushi slapped it away from him. Here come the Raiders the other direction.
Oh, a nice drive into the paint. Mayork shot went in and out, no good. Weak side rebound, low on the left, but Munn and can't shoot. Flips it out cross court to Daypour. Baseline left to Munn. Good ball movement by Rushi. Line drive three by Garrity. He hits it. Oh, he drilled it right on the nose. I mistakenly seconds ago said number 20 was not Dylan Arnold for Lehman when I should have said it was Dylan. And here's a trip up at midcourt by Rushi. Garrity upset the apple cart. Down went Monnet. 31-19 in favor of the Raiders. Chuck, Rushi's become a far better three-point shooting team than the club a year ago late in the season.
Oh, no doubt about it. But the team last year didn't really need to rely on threes like this one does.
Here's a dribble drive down the lane. Into the paint goes Monnet for Lehman. Fed it off to Bunker. Slapped away by Rushi. Quickly down the floor, Connor Monnet. The 5'10 guard outside to Trevor. Daypour left corner. Long three ball. Look out. Got it. Jack Daypour again. What a phenomenal first half for Daypour. He didn't even start. 34-19, Rushi. 1:29 left in the second quarter. On scorersbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Chuck, with about 3 minutes or so left in the first quarter, Lehman led 11-9. Since then, 25-8 in favor of Rushi.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just started lighting it up and shut. I was questioning because I had him for two, but they officially he's got three fouls.
Wow.
That's why he was out. He's back out there now.
Head coach Tim Gleason had no choice but to shut him down with three personals. And Lehman has missed. Max shut and is hot shooting. Here is Lehman Catholic. Nice play into the lane. Good dipsy-do maneuver right in front of Preston Rogers. Soft roll in the 10-footer. Hit the rim three or four times and bounced in. Quickly, four-court left. Long three ball. Connor Mott and Rushi. It curled out. No good. Rebound by Lehman. 34-21. Rushi with 44 seconds to go in the first half. Lehman trying to finish the half on an uptick. Here is Jared York, 25 feet away, starts a drive, hand check and a foul against Rushi. 36.5 to go here in quarter number two. How many threes for the Rushi Raiders so far, Chuck?
Six.
Six triples for Rushi. Of course, that's a far cry from Fort Loramie's 10 in the opening round game.
Yeah, but still pretty impressive.
We'll see Fort Loramie in game two tonight against Mississinewa Valley. Should be a fine contest. 16 seconds to go, first half. Lehman playing for one. With the ball far side of the floor, Monnet. Monnet looks for Rogers, can't find him. Monnet on the bounce, 6 seconds to go. Gives it up behind the arc to Preston Rogers. He throws a pass deflected by Rushi with two to go, and that's all. First half finishes. Lehman didn't get a shot. Excellent defense down the stretch by Rushi, which is up at 13. Raiders 34, Cavaliers 21 after two on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Pickwa High School's Garbery Gym. 34-21 Rushi over Layman Catholic after two quarters of play. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Primary Eye Care Associates in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. The location in Fort Loramie is new. It had been 20 South Main. Fort Loramie's Primary Eye Care Associates office is now at 700 East Park. That's at the corner of Park and Dawson Road, right across from Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates to serve your needs. They truly care for your vision and eye health. And they'll do it for a lifetime, accepting new patients, accepting most insurance coverages, Saturday morning hours, weeknight evening hours as well. Primary Eye Care Associates, 8 outstanding doctors of optometry, locations in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. On the web at primaryeyecare.org, primaryeyecare.org. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 13-point lead Rushi. Biggest margin was 15. Very late in the second quarter, Layman Catholic gave a terrific account of itself, Chuck. Only 4 wins this year. Led Rushi with a couple minutes to go in that first quarter, but 2 points.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they started out the game extremely well, just exactly how they needed to stay in the game. Max Schutt was 4 of 5 from the floor, 3 of 3 shooting threes in the first half. Layman was 8 of 18 from the floor, 4 of 7 shooting threes. Free throws only 1 of 4. Rushi was 11 of 24 from the floor. They shot 6 of 10 shooting threes. That's pretty impressive. 6 of 7 from the free throw line. 16 to 9 rebounding advantage. 8 to 3 on the offensive boards. Individual scoring for Rushi, they were led by Jack Dayport with 13. They got 8 from Josh York, 6 from Jake Garrity, 3 from Jonah Counts, and 2 each from Cole Tebby and Dylan Cordonier. They scored 19 and 15, 34 for the half. Max Schutt led the Cavaliers with 11. Then they drop all the way down to 3 for Cameron Lee, 2 each for Stephen Mon and Preston Rogers, Dylan Arnold, and a free throw from Michael Bunker. They scored 14 and 7 trailing 34-21 at the half.
Two teams, Chuck, combined 10 of 17 behind the arc. Is that correct?
10 of 17. That's
wow.
Pretty darn impressive.
Well, that's what Layman Catholic had to have to hang around. Unfortunately, Rushi was as hot or hotter from behind the arc than the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
That was the problem.
And that's become a strength of this Rushi team. You can't sag back in, play zone, and hope for Rushi to miss, because Jack Dapour is Mr. Instant Offense when he steps on the floor.
Yeah, he was 3 of 4 from behind the arc, 4 of 5 from the floor, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He only missed one shot in the first half.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Raiders up 13 over the Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime score, 34-21. Rushi leads Layman Catholic. Our student-athlete spotlight segment is always here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Brought to you by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on ScoresBroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 9 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we take a look at both rosters, and we give credit where it is due. A number of seniors on these two rosters for Layman Catholic and Rushi. For Layman Catholic, the seniors are Zach Scott, Mac Shutt. Tyler Scott is a senior. Ian Smith, a senior. Stephen Monin, also a 12th grader. And Jerry Curtis on the roster in our program, a 6-foot senior. Those are the 12th graders for head coach Tim Gleason's team for Layman Catholic. For the Rushi Raiders, a number of seniors as well. Jody Counts, Connor Monin, Trevor Monin, Jake Garrity, Caleb Ball, Luke Bussey, Clay Borchers, and Josh York. All of these 12th graders, fine students, outstanding players on the court. They are superb student athletes representing Rushi and Layman Catholic. And they are under the spotlight here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Brookins Cats has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins in Fort Loramie has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for a joint of roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. Sit back, enjoy an appetizer, and you will get delicious food from Dale and Joyce Barnhorst, who have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Quick start to the third quarter. Initial Rushi possession. Trevor Monin got the goal to start the third period. Good drive by him. Then after a quick layman miss, look out, Jake Garrity straight away for Rushi. Excites the crowd with another long three-pointer for the Raiders. 7 of 11 behind the arc for Rushi as Garrity pours in a shot 22 feet out right from the middle of the floor. And just like that, Chuck, Rushi with 5 in a hurry to start the second half, and Lehman is in serious trouble.
Well, that's what happens, boy, when you need to stay with them. When you fall behind, catching up against a team this good is not going to be easy.
Minute gone, third quarter, 39-21 in favor of the Raiders, who led 34-21 at the halftime break. Here is a steal by Rushi at the timeline. Daypore got the ball. He slid 2 or 3 feet, called for a timeout. The officials give it to him. Timeout Raiders early on third quarter, up 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Very high quality furniture for you at Goffney Furniture, priced just right to suit your budget. Outstanding furniture for your adult and youth bedrooms, dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Route 47, west of I-75. That's the home of Goffney Furniture. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 39-21, Rushi leads. Here come the Raiders storming down the floor. Look at Trevor Monin cut right through the layman defense. He slices his way to the basket and lays it in to make it a 20-point game. 41-21. Here is Shutt in the right corner for Layman. Throws it out back to Lee. Lee pulls up, shoots the tray. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound down to Cordonier for Rushi. Cordonier up to the head of the key. Throws left corner, Monin. Back to Cordonier. Right side, Jack Daypore. Nobody's on him. He sets and shoots the triple. Bingo! He's got it again. Daypore is a young man, Chuck. You can't give him any kind of depth or space. The hand's got to be right up in his nostrils almost.
Right, and he's become even a better. I mean, he can create. He can put it on the floor if you step out into him. Yep.
Yeah, he can do a little bit of everything. Here's a long three-point miss by Lehman. Rebound knocked around to the top of the circle. Gobbled up by York of Rushi. Down the floor to the lane to Garrity. Off his hands. It's at the baseline. Taken away by Lehman. 20-point lead, Rushi. 3 minutes gone. Third quarter. Dribble drive down the lane. Off balance. Mon into the cup for Lehman. Missed it hard. No good. Rebound taken down by Rushi. Long throw to Daypore. Cross court for York. Wild pass out of bounds. Rushi a bit careless. It's last two trips down the court.
Well, you start getting the lead, and then you tend to lose a little bit of focus, and that's why he's making a couple of subs here.
And the Rushi Raiders now have Cole Tebby back on the floor. Tebby in for Rushi. Also having checked in is Lucas Bussey is in. We've got Cordonier and Dayport guard. Tony Counts on the floor. And as I mentioned, Bussey and Tebby down inside. Here's good defense by Rushi. Way out on the floor, causing Lehman Catholic to dribble it near the timeline and lose it into backcourt. That's a violation. Substitution for Lehman Catholic. Max Schutt sits down. And coming in for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Ian Smith. Outstanding place kicker on the Cavaliers football team is Ian. Deep in the left corner. Counts has got the ball for Rushi. Outside the arc on the right, Dylan Cordonier. Gives it up straight away to Counts, who veers left. Good entry, low on the left to Tebby. Tebby around his man, Bunker, muscles up his shot and gets it to go. Nice play by Tebby. 46-21 in favor of Rushi. 4:25 to go here in the third quarter. Lehman's got the ball 25 feet out. Trying to dribble around Dayport is Lehman Catholic's offensive player who lost it, got it back, threw it into the left corner. Here's an attempted drive, a pull up from 15. Good by Preston Rogers. Nice play by Rogers. 46-23 in favor of Rushi. Here's a half hook shot in the lane to Cole Tebby. Oh, look at him go to work. Beautiful play by Tebby.
With up over top of Bunker. Bunker's a big kid, has a nice shot.
7-footer by Tebby. Up and around Bunker. 3:40 left to go, third quarter. 48-23 Rushi. Top of the circle. Lehman Catholic's got it. On the dribble, it's Jared Rourke. Deep in the left corner to a teammate, Monroe, goes baseline. Running one-hander, a teardrop, hit the rim twice, no good. And was deflected out of bounds off Lehman. Biggest lead, 25 right now, 48-23. Connor Monin back on the floor for Counts for Rushi. Dribbling timeline with the ball. Cordonier for the Raiders, who signals play number one. Still on the bounce to the left. Across the top of the key to Dayport. Fakes the three into Tebby. Tebby wheels around his man. Reverse layup. Got it. Nice lead done by Cole Tebby. Two splendid plays in a row by Tebby.
He had a tough first half shooting the ball in close. He's making up for it now. He's having a heck of a third quarter.
50-23 Raiders. Lehman Catholic's got the ball far left corner. Whistle blows away from the activity of the basketball. We've got an offensive foul against Lehman.
Yeah, they called it on Bunker. I think it was an illegal chop block.
Well, Michael tried to clear out some space below the rim.
He set a screen. It was a solid screen, but he was moving.
2:47 left here in the third quarter. 50-23 in favor of Rushi. That's the widest margin of this game, 27. Here's Garrity, head of the key. Near side pass goes to Trevor Monin into the paint. Back to Garrity, who spots up on the arc. And he's got it. Three-pointer. Jake Garrity shoots in another one. Boy, the Rushi Raiders well over 50% behind the arc in this game. Some torrid shooting.
This team looks more and more like a state-caliber team. They have the ability to get there.
I would agree, Chuck. It may take a little bit of a break to get through the regional. District doesn't look like it's going to be formidable for the Rushi team. But the region, a different story. But this Raider club is armed with more artillery from the outside than a year ago. Lehman with a miss quickly down the floor. Rushi inside. Debbie, no good. Oh, what a follow. Was that Clay Borges?
No, that was Garrity.
Jake Garrity hit the glass. You know, Jake is listed at 6'2". And I saw him standing on the floor before the game. And he's only an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches shorter than Josh York. I think he's a good 6'2 and a half, maybe closer to 6'3".
I'll tell you what, he got up on that one. That was a heck of an offensive rebound.
Some big-time spring. 55-23 in favor of Rushi, which is up 32. And head coach Spencer Cordonier greets Jake here at the sideline. big smile on Spencer's face. Job well done by Garrity. 55-23, Rushi. A minute 20 left to go here in the third quarter. Near side pass for Lehman. Fed to Jerry Curtis, the 6-foot senior, who's in off the bench now. It's Rushi possession. I don't know why I'm saying Lehman's got the ball. I'm getting my blue and gold mixed up. When Trevor Monin starts draining threes, Chuck, wow. As an opponent against Rushi, you are in deep, deep trouble. Trevor, not the designated three-point shooter like a few others are. Lehman comes right back with a three of its own. Max Shutt got him another one. A superb game by Max Shutt of Lehman here tonight. 58-26 in favor of Rushi. Maybe a moving screen for the Raiders, far side of the floor. I think Caleb Ball was not standing still when he tried to free up Connor Monin. 58-26 Raiders, 38.6 to go here in the third quarter. It has been raining threes here tonight. Between the two clubs, probably what, 15 have been made?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I would say something in that area. It is a 24-5 quarter so far.
Rushi has absolutely blitzed Lehman in the third quarter of this game. Here is a dribble drive into the lane, but shot around the Raider defender, up with the left hand and in. I said it was number one Shutt. In fact, it was number 11 Ian Smith. My mistake.
I will erase.
The numbers for Lehman Catholic, pretty difficult to read.
Yeah, they are. I like their uniforms, but they're not easy to read.
Here's a drive right down the middle of the floor, all the way to the rim. Good, but Trevor Monin. And Lehman gets off a last-second shot off the top of the backboard. And the third quarter closes all Rushi right now. Raiders with a great third period, 60-28 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, Rushi overpowered Lehman Catholic to the tune of 26-9 in that third quarter. Raiders up 60-28 as we start play here in the fourth. Lehman throws it out of bounds to our right. Let's pick up the five on the floor now for Lehman Catholic. Zach Scott is out there. Also in Jerry Curtis. Tyler Scott on the floor. In as well as Jared Rourke. That's four of the five. And Max Shutt back on the hardwood now for Lehman Catholic. Let's set the Rushi five. Luke Bussey is in. Clay Borchers, 6'3 post player. Caleb Ball also on the floor. Connor Monin and Trevor. Here's Trevor driving down the lane. Back on the arc to Connor. Into the post, back to the basket. Handled it by Caleb Ball. Here's a jump shot, 15-footer, right side of the floor. No good by Rushi's Trevor Monin. Rebound down to Lehman Catholic. Here's a hop, step, and a jump into the lane. Lehman runner missed on the play by Jared Rourke. Rebound down to Rushi. 50 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Here's Trevor Monin gliding across the lane. Attempted a shot. Good defense on the play. As Lehman Catholic, Zach Scott got a mid on it. Broke it up. Minute gone by fourth quarter, 60-28 Rushi. The winner of this game returns Friday night at 7 to play the winner of our next game between Fort Loramie and Mississinewa Valley. While talking, Chuck, I missed a Lehman basket down to our right.
That was Jared Rourke.
Jared Rourke got the two-pointer. for Lehman. Here's Borchers in the lane for Rushi, trying to handle the basketball. Lehman giving him fits. Eventually a foul against the Cavaliers. With 6:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. Baseline left. Rushi playing in. It's Lucas Bussey now on the arc to Trevor Monin to Connor. 25 feet up. Rushi runs the attack. Skip pass near side. Trevor Monin. They look on the interior for Borchers. 6:22 to go in the fourth. 60-30 Lehman. Here's Connor Monin, open right wing. Had a good look from three-point land. Didn't jump to shoot it. Instead put the ball on the deck and a foul called against Ian Smith of Lehman. 6:15 left to go here in the fourth. 60-30 Rushi. Here's Trevor Monin, 25 feet away for the Rushi Raiders. Named to the All-Shelby County League team. Trevor, along with Drew Sosby of Jackson Center, one of the two lockdown defenders known throughout the league. Jump shot by Rushi, missed it, rimmed out top of the circle. Rebounded by Lehman. Down the floor, Zach Scott fights his way into the lane. Late feed off to a teammate, Jerry Curtis, but the ball is knocked away by Rushi. Good steal by the Raiders that come down in the arc. Trevor Monin to Connor, right wing. Coming out to catch is Caleb Ball. Near side it goes to Bussey. Now straight on, Trevor Monin. Trevor picked up 25 feet away by Jared Rourke. Trevor dribbles between the legs, knifes his way into the lane. Good feed on the play to Borchers, low on the right. And it is no good, but he's fouled from behind. Defender from Lehman almost got all ball, but did tag Borchers on the wrist. And he's got two free throws upcoming. 5:18 to go here in the fourth, 60-30 Rushi. Free throw by Borchers is in and out, no good. Second shot here for Clay. Trevor Monin out for Rushi. Jonah counts back in. Borchers rims, both foul shots. Neither one stayed in. 5:14 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 60-30 in favor of Rushi. Lehman dribbles baseline right, and the Cavaliers lose it. Here is Connor Monin down the floor, the bust out. Knocked away by Lehman off the leg of Connor. Good defense for the Cavaliers. Out of bounds to Rushi. 5:03 left here in the fourth. Again, with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, this game found Lehman on top 11-9. But since that point in time, spanning nearly three quarters of action, this Rushi defense has limited Lehman Catholic to a mere 19 points. Rushi's defense, Chuck, has been every bit as good as its offense here tonight.
Yeah, they locked them down, turned them over. They've got 19 turnovers now.
Ian Smith gives it up to Tyler Scott, who goes baseline. Far left wing to Rourke. Here's a baseline drive. Nice dish down the lane by Lehman. Layup good, but Tyler Scott, beneficiary of an excellent pass. 60-32. Rushi leads. Borchers at the high post for the Raiders. Goes opposite to Counts. Steps back, shoots the three, air balls it out of bounds. 4:24 to go in the fourth. 60-32 in favor of Rushi. At 7 o'clock on Friday night, Rushi will beat the winner, or I should say will meet the winner of our second game here this evening between Fort Loramie and Mississinewa Valley. Should be a very fine contest. Top of the circle with the ball. Smith continues to dribble. Gives it up outside the arc on the left. Here is Rourke on a runner in the lane. Banked it too hard. Got the long rebound. Through to Tyler Scott in the left corner. He hoists it up to three. No good. Rebound loose ball. Top of the circle. Zach Scott's got it for Lehman Catholic. He's bumped and fouled with 3:52 to go. Common foul on Rushi. Lehman Catholic will play in right of the basket. Playmaker is Tyler Scott. He throws it in, gets it back left corner. Top of the circle, Rourke. Ball fed to the post. Push-off foul against Borchers of Verushi. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions. PC and network repair, remote management, virus spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. 3:23 left to go in the fourth after a layman miss. Verushi attacked the basket, and Clay Borchers was pounded on the shoulder inside. And he's got two free throws for the Raiders. 60-32, Verushi. Free throw, Borchers got it. 61-32, Verushi. I know it's only Tuesday, Chuck. Verushi gets 2 days off. But Friday will be Rushi's third game in a week. It's nice for head coach Spencer Cordonier to be able to play everybody on his entire roster here tonight.
Nothing better than sitting back, winning a game like this, and then getting to go up and scout and take a look at what you're going to see on Friday night.
Exactly. At sectional final, 3 days away. Borchers made both free throws for Rushi to make it a 62-32 game with 3:10 left. And Layman Catholic comes down the floor, dribbles into the paint, and loses the basketball right back over to the Raiders. Verushi attacking. It's Drew Sherman, a junior guard. Hits a teammate. Borchers in the lane. Little jump shot, 8-footer, no good. Bounced off the iron. Foul as a Verushi player falls down after shoving a layman man down. It goes against ball of the Raiders. Just under three to play in the game, 62-32 in favor of Verushi. Raiders led 19-14 after one. Led 34-19 very late in the second quarter, 34-21 at the half. After Layman was up 11-9 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. But an enormous 26-point third quarter for Verushi put this game away. Here's a turnover by Layman. Verushi attacks to our left. Sherman's got the ball 25 feet out. Throws to Drew Poling in the top of the key. Drew darts down the lane. Shovel shot. Missed it. No good. Foul against Layman. Ball hung on the rim. Fell off. Drew Poling, a 6-foot junior, toes the stripe here for Verushi, which is up to 30 points. 62-32. Free throw in the air by Sherman. Front rim, backboard, and down in. Jared Rourke will return next year for Layman Catholic, as will Preston Rogers. Dylan Arnold is back. Cameron Lee returns. Ben France, Michael Bunker, also back next year. So a chunk of the scoring for Layman Catholic this year is back on the hardwood next year. Push it. Here is Layman Catholic, forecourt to a right, bad pass. Verushi gets it back. Up 64-32 with 2:08 to go in the game. Top of the circle on the dribble for Verushi. Here's Drew Sherman. Tries to go down inside. Ball lost. Picked up by Poling. Poling missed it from 4 feet away. Good defense by Layman. Then a jump. And the ball will stay with Verushi with a minute 57 to go. Yep, this will be win number 22 for the Verushi Raiders here tonight. Or I should say 21. Having gotten their 20th in the first round of the sectional against Bradford. Here is Clay Borchers with a baseline J from 12 feet out. He knocks it down for Verushi after collecting the inbounds pass. And it's 66-32. In favor of the Raiders. Here's Layman Catholic posting up down inside. Turnaround bank shot. No good. A little too much oomph on it in the post. And that board attempt by Layman results in a foul. Verushi will shoot the 1-1. Up by 34. 66-32. Don't forget, we'll go offline shortly after this game concludes. We'll be offline for about 8 or 10 minutes and return online about 5 minutes before the start of our second game between Fort Loramie and Mississinewa Valley. So we will go offline after a short wrap-up of this game, then return online with a brief pregame several minutes before the start of Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley. Free throw by Borchers, no good. Rebound, turnaround shot, ball low in the right, too hard. Rebound down to Lehman. Lehman Catholic up into the forecourt. 20 feet away with the ball is Tyler Scott. Gives it up to Zach Scott. Zach on the dribble. Had it, Tyler, deep in the right corner. 1 minute left. It's out of bounds. Lost by Lehman. Back to Rushi. Minute three to go. 66-32. Rushi, not a whole lot of scoring, Chuck, here in the fourth quarter.
No, both teams have subbed down to their JV team.
Each team playing out the string. Lehman's got 4 points in the quarter. Rushi with four as well. In fact, that field goal right there by Caleb Ball is the first bucket for the Raiders in the fourth stanza. Here's a long, long three-pointer by Tyler Scott of Lehman. It's short, and it goes out of bounds. 42.4 left. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on Game 1 tonight. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. American Architectural Glass, formerly in Clayton, now in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. As Rushi misses a long three, Drew Sherman. Rebound low on the left for the Raiders. Up, no good, but a foul. Sam Cook got the board, and he'll shoot two free throws. American Architectural Glass now in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, as I noted. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolle in Sydney. A new location in Fort Loramie. A new location in Troy for Sydney Body Car Star. Two locations, Sydney and Troy, for Sydney Body Car Star now. Thanks to Tom Martin, fine supporter for scoresbroadcast.com. He really backs high school sports in the region. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. 70-32, Rushi. Made field goals in this quarter for the Raiders. There are two. Caleb Ball, a bucket. Clay Borchers, a bucket. Two field goals for Lehman in the fourth quarter as well. Tyler Scott, a bucket. And Jared Rourke, a field goal for Lehman here in the fourth. 70-32, Rushi leads. Lehman at the free throw line. Double bonus. First shot missed by Lehman Catholic. Second shot up and in. Here's Rushi in backcourt with 7 seconds to go. It was 60-28 Raiders after three. It's going to wind up 70-33. As in a ho-hum fourth quarter, Rushi outscores Lehman 10-5. The decisive quarter was the third when Rushi outscored Lehman 26-9. That's it. The Raiders win it by 37, 70-33. The final score, Chuck, very similar to the regular season contest when Rushi won that game, I think 70-34, 36. So Rushi was right on 70 in both meetings against Lehman Catholic. And how the Raiders get it done. Fine three-point shooting throughout the first half for sure.
Well, very balanced. I mean, Jack Dayport led them with 16 points. They got 14 from Jake Garrity. They've got 9 from Trevor Monin, 8 each from Cole Tebby. And Josh York, most of those young men didn't even play in the second half, very little. They didn't play at all in the fourth quarter. They had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11 young men score. On the other side, Max Schutt led Lehman with 14 points, and then they drop all the way down to 4 points for Preston Rogers. So there's a difference in your basketball game. the Clancy's players of the game for the Raiders, Jack Dapor, and for Layman, it would be Max Shutt.
Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Clancy's Wapak Avenue, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, so many thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's highlighting our stars of the game in Game 1, Max Shutt for Layman Catholic, and for the Rushi Raiders. The honor here goes to Jack Dapor. Splendid games by those two young men as the Raiders win it 70-33, having won the regular season meeting over Layman by a score of 70-36. Layman Catholic Cavaliers close out the year with a 4-19 mark. Rushi, thanks to the win, now advancing to 21-3, and will play the winner of our next game, Fort Loramie or Mississinewa Valley, on Friday night at 7, webcast time, 6:45 on scoresbroadcast.com. We will go offline now for several minutes before returning online about 5 minutes before the start of our second game. Rhett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. This is Jack Kramer saying final score, game one here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi 70, Layman Catholic 33.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.